Watch, sobbing trans actor Amy Moore trashes producer Ryan Murphy as a garbage embarrassment for failing to do more for trans people. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 30, 2025. Transgender actor Amy Moore attacked writer and director Ryan Murphy, who casted Moore in his queer FX drama Pose, over his so-called silence on transgender rights in a lengthy, tearful Instagram video. "I just want to say thank you to everybody who has ever supported trans people. Ever," Moore said while crying at the beginning of a 30-minute video rant posted to his Instagram account. "Even if I'm upset with you, for not doing enough for black folks, maybe, for not doing enough for other marginalized groups. But I just want to say thank you to everyone who has ever actually done anything to help us to take us," Moore continued through tears. The Post star then disseminating some bizarre fear-mongering, stating, "Because seeing all of these reports that are coming out about what the federal government is trying to do to persecute trans people and put us in concentration camps, it's really disturbing. How do you go from trans people are mentally ill and they need help to trans people are terrorists?" Moore asked. The transgender actor then segued to an attack on Hollywood, airing his grievances with writer and director Ryan Murphy for being silent. "I want to express my thanks and my gratitude to all the people who have ever given us jobs, given us work, allowed us to be able to speak out," Moore said. "We really, really need you all. Like, the fact that Ryan Murphy has been this silent. Like, we really pissed you off that much, Ryan? Like, Ryan Murphy, who upset you that much?" The actor inquired, before asserting, "I cannot tell you how much I have been reprimanded in work for standing up against mistreatment. I'm trying to understand how is it you can do something like Pose during Donald Trump's administration, and then, like, it's like, poof, you gone. It's like, garbage. It's like, an embarrassment," Moore added as tears subsided while his voice took on a more sassy tone. "Ryan Murphy, we need you to do more," the Queen and Slim actor declared. "You do need to address the racism, the violence, and the targeting of people on your productions, Ryan Murphy. Yes, you do. You do need to make sure that trans people are paid equally. Yes, Janet did the right thing," Moore added. The actor was referring to transgender Pose executive producer Janet Mock, who reportedly confronted Murphy and co-creator Stephen Canals, claiming he was not paid enough on the show due to being transgender. Returning to tears, Moore added, "I am so confused about all this stuff, especially the stuff about the bathroom. If people are separated by sex for safety, then why are you going to put trans women in the men's bathroom? Why do you want to force us to be in the men's bathroom when you know what they're going to do to us?" The Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom actor fear-mongered through exasperating tears. "Could you imagine having to share a bathroom with the average cis man?" Moore then lamented being threatened with a $100,000 fine just because women want to pee safely in a public restroom. "That's crazy. That's not right. Like, trans people are not mentally ill because we're trans," the actor claimed. "When is anybody going to ask me what my womanhood means?" Moore shouted through tears. "When are you ever going to ask me what it feels like to experience being a woman being in this world in 2025? Moore then ludicrously claimed that a fascist U.S. government is currently trying to come for the trans community, because transgenders protect others, before adding that not caring about trans people means you hate America. The actor went on to proclaim that he is now trying to seek asylum from America, before begging people in other countries to please advocate for American trans people to be able to seek refuge in their nations, insisting that transgenders contribute to family values. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.